At this point on our Cicada Safari on Culture File, it's time for some answers, and just for balance, some questions. For the former, which obviously includes how do periodical cicadas tell time, we have Illinois entomologist Zachary Salas, and for the latter, we look to poet Edwin Torres, who joined us on Safari with a ream of paper, one sheet of which contained a set of questions he planned to ask the just-emerged cicadas.
Questions.
So the brood system was originally, I think it was originally by Walsh and Riley, who were a pair of entomologists who wrote, I think, about 15% of all cicada papers before the 1980s. I'm Zachary Salas. I'm an entomologist with Cook County Forest Reserves and Sagua Environmental Learning Center.
My name is Edwin Torres. I'm a poet.
But it was a bit messy, so it took another entomologist called Charles Marlott, and what he realized is that basically the cicadas, when they would study them, would almost follow a pattern of these regionalized groups that would come out every year within the system.
What was the best dream the past 17 years?
So the cicadas weren't coming out all at once across the country. They were these regionalized pockets here. And you can almost assign a year to them. So what Marlott did is he took 17 years and gave each one a Roman numeral designation based on the year they came out, starting with year one. So you can actually go around the country at different years and you'll see cicadas come out at different times. So for example, we are on the 13th year of the cycle, and this is just a way we organize them. And it also tells us a bit about the history too, because these cicada broods all have different relationships to one another. And it lets us track the evolution of them. During the last glaciation, when things were super cold, they had to kind of survive in three refugia across the United States. One in the south, one in the east, and one in the west. Here in the northern Brood 13, the northern Illinois brood, we know that they survived in the western refugia.
Do you like our sounds? What songs does darkness know?
That's one of the issues we have with this. It's hard to study when you have to wait another 17 years to be like, oh, are you guys going to actually successfully do this or will it not happen? So some really cheeky scientists got it in their mind to take a peach orchard and cause the peach trees to go through fall twice in one year. So what they would do, they made the trees think there was less light than there was. So they think, oh, it's fall, time to drop our leaves. They did that. Then they let them see, oh, there's more light, time to redo that. And what we learned from this is how cicadas tell time. Because the cicadas came up in year 16 instead of year 17. And what we learned is that they track how the trees follow the seasons. Because the cicada nymphs, the baby cicadas, are sitting on the roots, sucking up sap. So they'll monitor how the trees change sap flow. Because in fall, trees will decrease water in their sap flow because they don't want that water to freeze and freeze inside their cells. So cicadas monitor this, and when they came out in year 16, this told us that they're actually actively following what the trees are doing. And that's how they can tell time and know when 17 or 13 years have passed.
When you emerge, do you look back at the husk of before from this afterlife?
A lot of times when people first saw this, when settlers first arrived here, especially from Britain where cicadas aren't found, they thought they were looking at the biblical plagues of Egypt because there's all these insects out here and they're like, oh my God. By like phrasing it like a party, because everyone's been to like the big parties of the summer, that's all they're trying to do is throw a big party. And find the mate. So I like phrasing it that way to kind of dissuade people's fears, because as scary and as loud as they can be, they're all big softies. They're not going to harm us.
Is time travel real?
Like all good parties, there's always a risk of STDs. And unfortunately, there's a cicada fungus called Massosporina that will kind of spread in a similar way. So Massosporina cicadina lives in the soil and will come up with the first cicadas that come up. And what it'll do is it's kind of similar to cordyceps. It will replace parts of the cicadas' bodies with its spore body and will modify their behavior. and will cause male cicadas to mimic some of female behaviors in order to spread to other males.
You say cordyceps there, so that's a fascinating idea. Tell us a little bit more about what's happening when the spore...
What is the sound of your dreams?
...gets control of the cicada.
Well, what it'll do is it will change the behavior. So it'll have the males behave, copy some of the females' patterns during courtship. So the way periodical cicada courtship works is that they will kind of... The males will call, then the females will approach, flick their wings... Males will go into another call, and this will go on for 2 or 3 cycles. But what this will do is it'll make the male cicadas act like females. So they'll approach another male, flick their wings like a female would, and then the male will keep singing, and the infected cicada will go through the whole courtship process before being able to spread the sporing body to the abdomen of the unsuspecting male.
Any news from the muses?
During an attempted sexual encounter.
Yes.
Yeah. That is one of the wackiest stories I've heard.
Yes, it is crazy, but it's all a product of how specialized their biology is that this wouldn't work with any other insect. But it does work with periodical cicadas just because they have such a unique specialized strategy for how their life cycle works. Or it's like any other insect, this would fail because you wouldn't be able to find enough hosts. But because these insects are out in trillions, this strategy works for Massospora.
What do you long to do with your shed exoskeleton?
What's a typical, you said this community of cicada lovers, what's a typical member of that community like? Can you describe that person?
Yeah. It's a mix. We have people who are working professionally, like Chris Simon, Gene Kritsky, Chris Alley Krautzer, who will be actually doing a wonderful book coming up on the cicadas of North America.
I was thinking of what kind of personality types, though.
The best thing you need is, I'll be honest, the best thing you need is a good sense of hearing.
What's inside you that prepares you for when it's time?
And just a curiosity about the world around you. The ability to question and hear a sound and say, what's that sound? If you don't have that curiosity, you'll get frustrated because you'll hear this buzzing sound and you'll be like, oh, it's just a buzzing sound. But for us, it's like, okay. You're not a round tip conehead, katydid. What are you? I have to know. Oh.
Do you think we should all emerge every once in a while?
The cicada answers of Zachary Salas and the cicada questions of Edwin Torres there. And we'll have another stop on our cicada safari next time on Culture File.